that the poskim assumed is a concept of a vesas hachoidish, which means that whichever day in the month that the woman saw the period last month, that's when she has to be choishish this month. So now in the month of Teves, so she saw Chav Kislev, so Chav Teves, she's also. And the Ramban thought, no, maybe there's no such thing as Vesas HaChodesh, only Haflaga. And the Ra'ah, but the Rashba is the one, the Rashba Tosis Ravid, hold there is a concept of Vesas HaChodesh. And the Ra'ah says, no, he doesn't think it makes sense. He could see that maybe there's a concept of a Veses from the Molad. How many days was it from the Molad last month? And therefore, how many days will it be from the Molad this month? So he argues with the Rashba. So the Rashba, in his defense, in the Mishmeres Habayis, he says, no, we have a concept of Shippur Goram, right, that when Beis Din is Kovei of the Chodesh, so then they have a concept, they're Shoylet or the Metzias. So we do have a concept of that. So the Placey takes issue with that. And he says, no, not necessarily, because Shippur Goram should only have an effect on human beings. And we see the Gemara says that in the context of animals, of Negicha. So that's what he writes here on page 16. He says, "Kikol Masha Herik Harashba Mishmer Sabai, Zika Raishal Me'ekra Loimer, right, that was Yuma'abir the Chodesh, Abir the Shana, rather, Abir the Shana, so then Shabbosulim Achoizrim, right? And this is called the Ish Israeli. That's only by Jews. Shechalach Hashem Omo Vahim Mushpatim Mivas. Hashem, look, he said that should only help for Chukei Israel. Hashem, you can't go to Chachmos El Yon and ask him for Shpi Aleim. For Shia, Bali Chaim, Chomim, Misnagim, Apiaskov is Bezdin, Mula Tevu, Malacha Kochovim, they may have Nimna. You can call Paul Tevu Lashav. Vesas HaChodesh, Bidu, Lodem, Rabbi Isha, Levad, Kim Gam Beshor. In other words, you have a concept of Vesas HaChodesh by a shore. That it's, so how could it work? From what you're talking about, Teva, you ask him, Likvias, Bezdin. Kacha Rabban Hiksha, Kushizu. So in other words, he's saying the Rabban has that Kasha. He says it doesn't make sense. That was Rabban's Kasha. That's why he doesn't like Vesas HaChodesh. So it must be that the Ramban says there's no such thing. It's only Haflaga. So that, if Haflaga, that can be by anybody. So therefore, he explains why, you know, he defends the Ramban against the Kasha of the Rashba. Because the Rashba says Shippur Goram and Yerushalmi, but therefore there's a concept of a Chodesh, but there's a concept of a Chodesh by Behemoth, so it can't be based on that. Because he doesn't think it's Mustaver that there should be a concept of the Bezdin, Kvias Bezdin, should be Mashpia on anybody but Jews. So therefore it shouldn't be Mashpia on animals, it shouldn't be Mashpia on Goyim, etc. If you look in Shulchan Aruch on page 18, Kuf Pei Tes Vav, says Kushem Shukovas Vesas Baflog Biyom Shovim Shainu Shovim Kakovas be Mehachodish Via Shavua Shovim Shainu Shovim. Kate Rosh Sholosh Ba'omim Bechad B'Shabbos. She saw three times on Sunday, O B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, O Bechad B'Nisan, Bechad V'Ir, Bechad V'Siman, right? O B'Hei Nisan, Ir, Hei Siman, Kavala Vesas, Bechad B'Shabbos, Chavim Shach B'Shabbos, O Bechad B'Chodesh, O B'Hei Bo, Afal Pi, She'echad, Molei V'Echad Chaseh, Eim Dachtikim B'Kach. So that's the source. I mean, that's the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, that Paskins, like all those we showed them, that holds the concept of Vesas HaKodesh. And then the Shach quotes the Ra'ah that we saw, that he doesn't say. He says, Kasav HaRa'ah B'Sefer Berek HaBayis, Lo V'ki the Shachodesh B'Tzki HaShofer Shalana, Lo Mola HaLavana. So it shouldn't be Tolay on the Yom HaKodesh, it should be Tolay on the Mola HaLavana. How many days of Al-Rashram Shuras HaBayis, Kasav HaDei Shippur Garam. So that was his defense. And the counterclaim is what the place he says. So he's saying, so he's defending his rise. Now, when it comes to Vesas HaKodesh, so it's you can say Zion. You saw it 3 months ago Zion, last month Zion, this month Zion, 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 Zion. So you have a Vesakim over Zion. So Rav Ozner here on page 19 quotes the Pridea, who's Mustapek, the Imrosa Lam and Nisan. So therefore, but the next month doesn't have Lam. So you see Koveya for is it a din of the last of the month? Say there's no Lamed in the next month. So you stop it, Imrosa Lamed Nisan, Shema Sofa Chodesh Gorim. So you say, no, it means whatever the last day of the month. So if it's Chavtes, next month is Chavtes. V'tzvich HaLochosh L'Chavtes V'Yir, V'nisha B'Tzarachiyin, Achnir Adein Lochosh, V'stima Sapoiskim. You say, no, if there's no Lamed, so there's no Lamed. So you don't, there's nothing to keep. Kachos of Aruch HaShulchan, Lamed, Nisan, Chavtes, Yir, Eimahem, Shtavus, Klal. They're not Lamed, Nisan, Chavtes, Yir, even though they're both the last day of the month, Eimahem, Shtavus, Klal, Lo B'Shem, Rosh Chodesh, Lo B'Spa, Yimei HaChodesh. They don't have anything in common. I mean, obviously they're both last of the month, but that's not called a commonality for these halachas. Or the vein in this is separate thing, we'll see. Then the Aruch HaShulchan on page 20 Yosef lo madavgal dimrosa b'rosh chodesh nisan v'echad rosh chodesh iyar v'rosh chodesh zivan tukful avesas b'rosh chodesh. Even though, so there's a concept of avesas b'rosh chodesh, even though rosh chodesh is not always aleph. Sometimes 2 days Rosh Chodesh can be. The Rosh of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's right. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, even though some of them are Lamed and some of them are not. You can have them. Some of the 2 days are Shodesh, so but it's called a Shodesh. Came the Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Chodesh
So even Al the Rosh Chodesh is the meaning that Yom Shikar and the Rosh Chodesh Yorim Riyasa.
That means 30th of the month?
So, yeah. Avagav the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan, she saw, so that was what? Rosh Chodesh Nisan is one day, one day Rosh Chodesh. So that was what? So that was, so which day of the month was that? Aleph Nisan, which was preceded by what? Of Tes. So Echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that, so Echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so is what? Is Lamed. If 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, she saw the first day, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Hupul Aves is the Rosh Chodesh, Hainu time it came to Rosh Hashnei Pa'amim, Rosh Chodesh Gomor, Atmin Aleph, Talin Aves is Gam Biyom Echad Shol Rosh Chodesh. So she has a Vesis also in Lamed, of the month. Yamrina Dehayom Shekorim Rosh Chodesh Gorin Riyasa. Valochos lo lechatchila lo chashi. In other words, so here there was the first case was Rasa Rosh Chodesh Nisan Echad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So those are different days. Came to Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Chodesh Gomor. So then you could mitzarif a lamed, and then you'll have a Rosh Chodesh. V'alochosh lo lechatchil lo hashina lo chashesh v'yom sheni. But so that could create the vessels. But whether you have to be choshesh for, in other words, if you want to create a vessels, then you can create it by two aleves and one lamed. But to be choshesh, then you're choshesh for what? For the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is aleph. Avayesh pirshu gam choshesh shnei yomim hayom shel Rosh Chodesh iyar. That you're choshesh b'chatchila for both days of Rosh Chodesh, because they still have the shame of Rosh Chodesh. He thinks every day that's called Rosh Chodesh has a din Rosh Chodesh.
אם פשיט דבסת שאולך אחר זמן הלבן מילול וחצרון שהוא כמו ראש חודש השם. So therefore he's saying that the Rosh, the first day is the same as the second day. So he forces for both.
That's what he's saying. Now, let's take a look in the Ravid on page 1, on the supplement. In the supplement on page 1, the Shar Vesta Saint Tluyim Biyamim, for Manashi Choshesh Alem Bechol Osa Ona. Right, in that owner, right? Chachudin Hashem. Ha'isul Mudul Ros Balayla, Eilu Choshesh El Balayla. Im Rosh Shlosh Pomim Biyom, Revis Balayla, O Sholosh Pomim Balayla, Revis Biyom, Choshesh Biyom, Balayla, Mnei Chashash Aveses Rishon, Mnei Chashash Hashinu Yorach. Im Rosh
פעמיים ביום, פעמים בלילה, שלא על הסדר, או שלוש הראשון ביום ושלוש אחרונות בלילה, ראשון ושלוש אחרונות ביום, או שלוש, זה בזה חושש לאחרון בלבד. So he cautious for that, but right, so you only cautious for whatever only you saw it. And that's the shade of Kavu Vesakav also. It's whatever Vesas, whatever Zmana became a Vesas Kavu for. That's what the Ravid says. Rosh Hashanah was just talking about Rosh Chodesh. How do you do Rosh Chodesh? He's talking about Yom V'Layla. Has to be like the Rosh Hashulchan writes here on page 7. It says, Kol Kviyas V'Asto Shal Yom Tzrichim Yos Kol Arias V'On Achas Kulam B'Yom U'Kulam B'Layla. Right, you want to have a Vestas of the 20th of the month, so it has to be 2 3-20s in the day, or 3 20s at night. But not, but if you don't have, then not. Azoi says the, so that's the Ravid, for sure. Now, there is a tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda. Page 5, going over to page 6. Discusses here. Yeah. Page 6. Second column, Makati, Efsher, Lassi, Pisvarosha, Shomalos, Lomar, came the Ravid Khan, Klola Kayel, Hol Vestas, Hakuin, Biomim, the Irigan, Vestas, Hakuin, Vime, Hakodish, Vestas, Hakodish, Lavaki, when he fled the man, Vestas, Hakodish, Hakodish, Vestas, Hakodish, Lomar, Shirosa, Gam, Bachrono, Gim, Pom, the Hokim, Momeka, Rishon, Abo Vestas, Haplog, Sagi, Bishtain, Kachrono, his Hol Venasadi, Lidi, Vakain, Svarosha, Shomos, of all he came. Kosher davar lam because there because of the rabbi shem shechoshes b'yom who v'alayv yekel moshe al shnei meis leis chalukim ve'echad yom chofes ve'echad yom chavzayin 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 Hashem Yom Lefuchu V'Yibesvara Ben Hayam Riyam V'Shemenu Lefuchu V'Yom V'Hayam B'Layla Lo Mach Kachinu B'Zeh אבינו שזה דרכה שמגיע היום מופלג בריא ראשון, וכך למספר היום עם דרכה ויוזל זה, וזה ודאי חייס את דרכה ויוזל לפוג הזה, זה דובר אחר, אין לנו משכיחים בדובר אחר, זה שממנו נמשך את הפלוגה, מופלג ממנו כך מספר יוזל ביום. So he says that the concept has to be the same owner, you don't say by versus haflogger. This versus haflogger, if one haflogger was Bayom, one Balaylam, we won't care about how, what's the distance. Not, it doesn't have to be in the same owner. A few of you will know that a Balaylam should give you a misper haflogger in America, we show three halachas Bayom. Here we show us a Bayom Bayom. So
that's a chumrah.
Yes.
Make it easier to get to
the floor. Kach mushbar hayamim rasa b'yom shuv she'iru dovza afil iru lo dovza palayla she'egi yamim mushbar haflogim and rishon tzvich halachosh b'yom.
So he says as long as it's the same mushbar yom, it doesn't have to be the same owner.
So we should all have to watch.
So she watches the regular for the chodesh, for the haflaga, etc. But when it comes and the chodesh, if you want to make a vesis haflaga, a vesis hachodesh, the kavua, then you need three times in the tenth of the month bayom, or three times balayla. Like the rivet said.
But do you think that you have to be chodesh for both day and night for the haflaga?
So it seems for the haflaga, a versus haflaga is even if one is bayom and one is balayla, as long as it's the same.
So the next month, do you have to be
kosher
for both the yom and
the
laila?
Do you only
that for the
haflaga
24 hours?
No, I don't think he's saying that. I think he's just saying that it doesn't matter if one was in the day and one was at night. So now you have an interval, say, of 33 days. So the next time you'll count till day 33.
And the 33, I'm being Horish on the day or the night?
Whatever the last one was.
So he is. I mean, so it does matter which one it is.
Yeah.
There's a few things. Kabir's and.
There's only
three. Kabir's. It can flop around. You know, Malayla is on the same date.
Right.
Because you're going to have the same hot
water. Right.
No matter whether it's loaded or Malayla.
Right.
Why is it only set for a clothes? Why does that make sense? If I could be coached. If it's the same thing as Abu Shia, shouldn't I be coached for that? Meaning, if I'm holding it, that could be the. Meaning that it's a shayach to be the same date, so shouldn't it be something.
Right, but. But only, right, the same day, but when, in terms of when in the day, that's based on what it was last month. Unless, yeah,
I'm saying I don't understand the consistency.
Is he saying that it has to be the same interval of days, and then we don't care if it's day or night?
Right.
It has to be the same interval
No.
Not the latter.
Same interval of days.
Okay. Even if you count Guna, it's not one child.
Right.
I don't understand the consistency of this.
Right, because the regilus is the din in the day. In the day, how many days it is, and when in the day.
I understand what it, right. When in the day matters. So I'm saying that if you're saying that the day is still within the parsha of the ona of the tesis,
mm-hmm.
That means you're saying it's not separate. You're saying that day and night are not separate. They're really one unit. And therefore, I can be kovei a vesa, even day and night is irrelevant. So you're saying that they're together, so the gabi being kovei a vesa, and I'm bored, maybe I can be kovei a vesa. So I should be choshish. Mm-hmm. So shouldn't I be choshish for anything that can be kovei a vesa? Isn't that the point? Meaning I have to be choshish. Maybe I'm setting a pattern. The best kavua may be forming here. So whatever should be in the realm of that best kavua, shouldn't I have to
Maybe.
Rather than counting the number of days, should we count the number of ownos? Even if
in Christmas, a flock has been Yom Ruchu Misparo. היום לא משקיעים בזה. תאמין שזה דאגה שגיעו מופלו מריא ראשונה, כך למספר עם דאגה לראות. That's what you have to be cautious for. That oh no, no, thank you. Okay, you can disagree. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So you like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it has to be the same owner. Kol kviyos vastos shavayogim, tzvichim liyos kol haviyos ba'ona achas. Kulam ayom kulam alayla. Vastos always has to be the same owner. So therefore, if you have two hafloga, and one was Yom and one was Laila, then you don't have to worry. He says, "V'nir lani is that the borer chavav, that din hazeh shekulum yubeona achas b'chol vestos hazmanim kenu gam bevestos hafloga." In Rosh Hayom, in Rosh Hakov, Yom Gam Kim Bayom, and Dal Pom, and Kabul Vesa. And then we should be Shnia, and 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 we should be Shnia, so that's the Vikula of the Orcha Shulchan. And Rav Avadi in the Or Yitzchak on page 8 passes like the Aruch HaShulchan. On page 8 it says Vesis HaFloga, we're not where the arrow is, the next paragraph. Vesis HaFloga Sheish Lofoshul Rak Im Rosa Eshtei HaRios HaFronos Ba'osa Ona Rosa Ona Rosa Akshav Ba'onas Yom Losov Shloshim Rosa Yom Ba'onas Yom Asich Lachush Losov Shloshim Ba'boim Ba'yom Im Rosa Akshav Ba'layla So Shloshim Rosa Bayom Eichol Eusim Bzez Vesis Hafloga Chlal. And it says Re'er Ocha Shulchan. Okay. So most people are not aware of this Shita. But Lamaisa, if you need to, you know, Malcolm Tzorach is definitely relying on this Shita. You know, there always mitzarech this if in cases of tzarech that it has to be both bayom and both balayim. Okay, so now we come back to our sefer Taras Yisrael. I told you Taras Yisrael was the classic sefer that people used. It was the handbook of all hilchos nida, and right. And basically it says things that we don't really do today. But I was once in the library, which I often are in, and I met a Lubavitcher from France. Lubavitcher from France. So he was discussing the Lubavitcher Shita about Vesas Hafloga. So the way the standard today is you go from the beginning, the interval between 2 months ago's period and last month's period. From the first day of 2 months ago to the first day of last month. So that's the standard of today. And anyone who's, you know, that's how everyone is taught today. But the Taras Yisrael says not that way. He says, and the way he says is the way Chabad does. You don't go from the interval of 2 months, the beginning of 2 months and the beginning of last month. You go the interval between the end of last month's period and the beginning of this month's period. That's the interval. So you can have a long cycle, and it'll be, so we don't care when the period started, we care when the period ended, how much time there is between the end of last 2 months ago's period to the beginning of this month's period, as opposed to Chasam Sofer and conventional wisdom of today, that we go from the beginning period, beginning of 2 months to the beginning of last month.
Basically, you're also starting later, right? Meaning starting at the end of the period.
Right.
So what's the difference between the whether I have a long number, a big number, and I'm starting at the beginning, or a small number, and I'm starting at the end? Yeah, and if you end up being the same length?
No, it's not. The first one can be shorter, the second one can be longer. You can have, see, what, 5 inches. But then the neighbor ends up being what?
You know, there's like a day difference.
It could be as many days as how long the period is.
Yeah, but as soon as she sees the same, she sees 4 or 5 days every month.
Let's see. Let's see inside. Ma haflaga enam holkim acha tchilas avesis l'shar haflaga. You don't, page 9. You don't see a haflaga based on tchilas avesis. I mean, whatever he says is what we don't do, except if you're Lubavitch. Right? But it's good to realize. Well, that's what this fellow was trying to point out to me, that what Lubavitchers do, you know, and it's looked at as weird today, that was the common practice then, when the Sefer Tars Yisrael was written.
Who's the author?
Yeah, who's the author? Why did I write down the author? Does it say? No?
Was he the brother of the author, I think? The one who said that the...
No, that was the Sheiris Yehuda. Yeah. No, who wrote the Tars Yisrael?
Mr. Chaim Dreyfus.
Okay. And when did he was Nifter when? When was this book written? Which date?
It's going to be 2014. That's when the paperback came out. I don't know, I have to look it up.
Well, what does it say? Remember, has a phone here? Close up the phone.
I mean, I got this.
Yeah?
Yeah. That helps though.
What is he basing himself on?
We'll see. So Vesas Haflaga, in a Volkim Achat Chilas Vesas Raya Haflaga, B'Tchilas Riyah, B'Tchilas Riyah, El Misov Riyah, L'Tchilas Riyah. Ganim Shichal V'Vesas Achar Riyasa Gimel Yom, L'Sov, Shal Yom Misov Riyah Zu, Shukhav Kam Gimel L'Tchilas Riyah Rasa Beiz Yomim, Kashishat Yom Beiz Misov Riyah Zu Hashena, Shul Yom Chav Beiz L'Tchilas Riyah. And the law is talking about Hatzcholos Riyah. Chol Zayi Dengar, Hatzof HaRiyah. Mamish. So there's none of Hatzchol Zayi Dengar, Hatzof HaRiyah. So Bal Nefesh Yach Melech Lech 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 And this fellow told me also that they don't count days, they count onos. So how many onos between when the period stopped and when between then when, no, you don't count the day that it stopped. It's the next day or the next ona, and you count till the period begins, but not when it begins, up to that day that it begins, and you'll have a certain amount of onos, and then you'll do the same thing for... Right, how many onos are there after the bleeding stopped from the first period and the bleeding began from the next one? So this is, so all the books that people, they don't even quote this shita. You know? But this was the standard shita, what can I tell you? This was the standard shita, and if you want to see it inside, let's see in the regular packet here, there should be an Alter Rebbe and a Chasam Sofer. Someone wants to help me find which page the Alter Rebbe is on. Which page the Chasam Sofer is on?
6.
Yeah, 6. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is on page 6 of us. Mm-hmm. it says Ketzer Kavosso, Kigon Shu Tira Dalpamim, we name Gimel's Manim Shovim. Kansrasa Hayom, Losof Chafyom, Pamachers, also Losof Chafyom. So he writes Hayom, Perish Hayom Bilvan. Whereas Hayom, she saw today, so it's Mashri, you're counting from today. So he says, no, that's only in the case where she only saw for one day. So she only saw for one day, so the day that she started, the day she ends, is the same. But in a Hanami, if she would bleed now for 3 days, 4 days, you would start counting after that. Thus is the Alter Rebbe on page 6 in the packet, and that's what the Taurus is. Well, that's what this rabbi from France was telling me. The Taurus is, you know, people, oh, the Chabad sheet is weird. No, that was the old sheet. Everyone followed that sheet. The other people, the ones who but with this chasam, because of the chasam sofer, that's why. It could be it was the Hungarian influence of the chasam sofer. You know that they followed the Hungarians very big on the chasam sofer. So it could be that the real Litvisha and all that was like the Alter Rebbe. But then they got lost, and that was what it was in the Taurus Yisrael. And then it got lost. Look what the Chasam Sofer says. Page 5. Doesn't matter how long the period is. You follow Tchilas Ria. That's what we do. We count from the Tchilas Ria to the Tchilas Ria. And the Rebbe held differently. So it could be that the fact that Chasam Sofer wrote this, historically caused everything to change. I mean, or became Mekubal with the Chasam Sofer wrote. It could be different. To do more research and when it changed and what was the influence of the Taurus Yisrael, who he was, and probably write a whole thing on it. But the Maisa, that's not what we do. We follow the Chasam Sofer. Why this, why that, I can't tell you exactly. But this is that became in the Kubal Dikapsak. Okay, so we officially have finished it. I don't think we're going to really start the next packet now, but the next packet is on the Beinonis. And we'll see. What's interesting about Ona Beinonis is the Gemara never says Yechoshish for Ona Beinonis. Because Ona Beinonis, you'll see, throughout Shas, is used in a different context. And then it was, some understand that it was inferred that we should keep Ona Beinonis. But it's not like when the Mishnah here was talking about Choshesh Levis, it's talking about Haflaga. Haflaga is the only thing that's beforeish. Because even Chodesh, we said, Ramban said, denies it and says it really wasn't, the Chodesh just means Haflaga. So the only thing that's beforeish is Haflaga. Anything in terms of Vesas Hayonah. That's why the Shach says there's no such thing as Onabainus. I mean, Onabainus is not. I mean, it is. Onabainus is Vesas Achorish. That's what Onabainus is. This is not a separate. There's the classic thing that people do today is the three Vestas. There's the Vesas Achorish, the Onabainus, Aflaga, etc. But we don't do that. But then the Shach puts. So he said, Onabainus is just another way of saying a Vesas Achodesh. And that's the Shach. So but we'll see the sugyas of where Onabainus comes. And it's never in the context of being Purish for Onabainus. So it's interesting. It went from, it went from the bottom to the top. There's nothing there. And then not only became a Vesas, but it became a Vesas Kavua. It became like, that's why the Shach says, hold off a little bit, Okay, so Bezer Shem, on Wednesday, we'll take a look at.